At the log cabin, the other girls used to try and mock me by calling me Lady because they thought I was just too damn grand to take the customer's money off the table. But the name Lady stuck long after everybody had forgotten where it came from. Lester took it and coupled it with the day at a holiday, and he called me Lady Day.
Holiday, Moanin' Low, featuring trumpeter Cootie Williams and Johnny Hodges, and Mean to Me with Lester Young and trumpeter Buck Clayton. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm. For a while in 1937 and 38, Billy joined the Count Basie Orchestra. Though they never made any records together, the Basie Band members were frequently heard on her discs, and a couple of radio air checks with the Basie Band survived, like this Swing, Brother, Swing.
Rhythm captivates me, hot rhythm stimulates me, can't help but swing it, boy, swing it, brother, swing. Don't stop to diddle-daddle, stop this foolish prattle, come on, swing me, gate, swing it, brother, swing. Ready to go, and there ain't nobody gonna hold down. Say, listen, Bo, hurry up and send me, let me go to town. Stop this diddle-daddle and this foolish prattle. Come on, kill me, Joe. Swing it, brother, swing. Deep rhythm captivates me. Hot rhythm stimulates me. Can't help but swing it, boy. Swing it, brother, swing. Don't stop to diddle-daddle. Stop this foolish prattle. Come on, send me count. Swing it, brother, swing. Rain to go, and there ain't nobody gonna hold me down. Say, listen, bo, hurry up and send me, let me go to town.
Lady Day became very tight with Lester Young, whom she called the President, later shortened to Prez, because she thought he was the best man in the land at tenor sax. Billy Lester and Buck Clayton, an excellent trumpeter and one of Billy's finest accompanists, became inseparable as friends. Clayton, whom she called the prettiest cat I ever saw, had fond memories of palling around with Prez and Billy.
My first recording was with Teddy Wilson, along with Billie Holiday, just about 2 weeks before Basie made his first recording. As I walked with Lester Young into the studio, I was surprised to see so many people that I'd never actually seen before. There was Benny Goodman running up and down on his clarinet, warming up, Teddy Wilson, who I'd never seen, and Billie herself. Billie and I immediately became friends, and soon we were recording. Such pleasure I had backing up Billie's songs to her vocals. When she would record, I would watch her mouth, and when I saw she was going to take a breath or something, I knew it was time for me to play between her expressions. It's what we call filling up the windows. We made several more dates with Billie after that. In fact, whenever Basie would be in town, we were sure to be called to play with the lady. They turned out to be very successful, especially down south, where people really dug the blues.
Never had nothing, no one to care. That's why I seem to have more than my share. I've got a man crazy for me. He's funny that way. When I hurt his feelings once in a while, his only answer is one little smile. I've got that man crazy for me. He's funny that way. I can see no other way and no better plan.
Buck Clayton further recalls,
Billie had joined the Basie band. She was great to work with, and she was game to do anything that we would do. She would shoot dice with us, joke with us, and in general, do everything that we would do.
My
We all like Billy. Sometimes on the bus at night, when everybody else would be sleeping, Billy and I would talk. Sometimes when we were in New York, she would take me by her mother's restaurant, and I'd have some ham hocks and turnip greens and other soul goodies. When we first met Billie Holiday, she made it her business to take Lester and myself all around Harlem. We'd go to all the joints in Harlem. You sure couldn't ask for a better chaperone than Billie, as everybody seemed to know her. From every corner in Harlem, there would be talk of Billie. Some of it good and some of it bad. But we three were always pretty tight together.
I see your face in every flower, your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my
I often think about how we used to record in those days. We'd get off a bus after a 500-mile trip, go into the studio with no music, nothing to eat but coffee and sandwiches. I'd say, what'll we do, 2-bar or a 4-bar intro? And somebody would say, make it 4 in a chorus, 1, 1.5. And then I'd say, you play behind me the first 8, Lester. And then Harry Edison would come in on trumpet or Buck Clayton and take the next 8 bars. When I did Night and Day, hey, I'd never seen that song before in my life. I don't read music either, so I just walked in. Teddy Wilson played it for me, and I did it. With artists like Lester, Don Byas, Benny Carter, and Coleman Hawkins, hey, something was always happening. No amount of preparation today is any match for him.
My lonely room, I think of you.
Well, I like Lester Young. I liked Lester's feeling. You know, everyone, when he first started, thought this man, his tone is too thin, you know, or tenor sax, you know. Everybody thinks it has to be real big, and Lester used to go out of his mind getting reeds, you know, to sound big, like Chewberry, and he was very popular in those days. And I told him it doesn't matter because... I said, you have a beautiful tone. I said, and you watch. After a while, everybody's going to be copying you. And it came to be, you know.
Basie did a wonderful job with the band, but he just wasn't his own boss. A big booking agency was backing him and trying to sell the band. We'd play a whole string of riff-raff joints, rough Negro dance halls in the South where people were sneaking in corn whiskey from across the tracks. And then, boom, in the middle of this grind, we'd be booked into some white hotel. Now, we didn't have the right uniforms, clothes, equipment. The cats in the band didn't even have the right horns they needed. We'd all be beat from traveling thousands of miles with no sleep, no rehearsal, and no preparation. And yet, we'd be expected to be real great.
Making love to you day and night.
Besides Lester, musicians Billy liked or admired were, first and foremost, Bessie Smith and Louis Armstrong. She was also fond of Teddy Wilson, Coleman Hawkins, and Benny Goodman, but among the more surprising names she mentioned favorably were singers Kay Starr and Peggy Lee. Here's Lester and Buck Clayton in a couple of their many superb discs with Billy. Without Your Love, and from 1937, one of Lester's finest moments accompanying Billy, I'll Never Be the Same.
I'll never